God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. At both the beginning and the ending of the story of Jesus' earthly ministry, we find a couple things in common, one of which is angels who told people, fear not. There were those who feared when Jesus came, and there were those who feared when Jesus rose from the dead. And his message was, fear not. The second thing you find, both the beginning and the ending of Jesus' earthly ministry, is a reference to the Scriptures, things like, that it might be fulfilled, as the prophet spoke. The angel said, he's not here, he is risen, as he said, referring back to Scriptures and the words of Jesus. In any event, the Bible tells us that after the resurrection, that the disciples saw him and they worshiped him, but some doubted. You know how typical it is for people, no matter how wonderful God provides, to doubt or to wring their hands. And that is, I think, the experience of each of us at different times. Now look, we don't stop fearing because our circumstances change. I know it's really easy to think if this financial question or health matter or family matter were taken care of, I would never worry again. But our human history and our own experience belie that. It's just not true. And so we don't stop fearing because our circumstances change. We stop fearing because our mindset changes. And so fear not, and then a reference back to the words of Jesus and the words of Scripture, as it is written, that it might be fulfilled, as he said. So what's the point this morning? The point this morning is that Jesus is everything you need and he's everything you're not. You can look at what the Scriptures say of him, what he says of himself, and it gives us help not to fear. It gives us help to have a mindset that is up to life. The Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even until the end of the world. Amen. Notice the reference to all. First of all power. Jesus has all power. How much power would that include? How much authority would that include? All of it. All power means that Jesus' authority is greater than your own. We fear to give the good news. We fear about circumstances in our own lives. And yet, we're reminded Jesus is everything you need and Jesus is everything you're not. And so today we have good news to give. Look, all power means that Jesus' authority, Jesus' strength is greater than yours. The Bible says, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Well, how many nations would all nations include? It would include all of them, even the nations I don't care for. In other words, all nations means Jesus' love is greater than our own. His power is greater. His love is greater. Perfect love casts out fear, and Jesus is the powerful Savior who gives us the strength to negotiate life and the issues therein. Jesus goes on to say, we're to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All things means Jesus' understanding is greater than our own. The disciples were confused. They were disillusioned. There was so much they just didn't know. And Jesus said on one occasion, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the Scriptures have said concerning me. All things means that Jesus' understanding is greater than our own. Jesus is everything I need. He's everything I'm not. And then finally, Jesus says, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world, even unto the end of the age is the idea. Alway means Jesus' faithfulness is greater than my own. I don't have the endurance I need, but Jesus does. And the passage ends with the word amen. It's an affirmation. In other words, I can live in affirmation and not in anxiety. Why? Because of who Jesus is and because of what he can do. All power, all nations, all things, alway. Jesus is everything I need. He's everything I'm not, to conquer the darkness around me, the things I fear, and to give the good news of the gospel wherever God may put me.